Ora dix Iesse, quis tas in signum populorum, superquem continebunt reges ossum, quem gentes te precabunt. Veniat liberandum nos, iam noli tardare.
December, Judges 13:2-7 and 24-25. There was a man of Zorah, of the tribe of Dan, called Manoah. His wife was barren. She had borne no children. The angel of Yahweh appeared to this woman and said to her, "You are barren and have had no child, but you are going to conceive and give birth to a son. From now on, take great care. Drink no wine or fermented liquor, and eat nothing unclean. For you are going to conceive and give birth to a son. No razor is to touch his head, for the boy is to be God's Nazirite from his mother's womb, and he will start rescuing Israel from the power of the Philistines." The woman then went and told her husband, "A man of God had just come to me who looked like the angel of God. So majestic was he. I did not ask him where he came from, and he did not tell me his name. But he said to me, 'You are going to conceive and will give birth to a son. From now on, drink no wine or fermented liquor and eat nothing unclean. For the boy is to be God's Nazirite from his mother's womb to his dying day.' The woman gave birth to a son and called him Samson. The child grew and Yahweh blessed him. And the spirit of Yahweh began to stir him in the camp of Dan between Zorah and Eshtaol." We know how close these words of the Old Testament are to the Gospel of today, which is describing the special circumstances of the birth of John the Baptist. Samson, like John the Baptist and other prophets, are all figures. They have certain characteristics of the coming Messiah, who will come for the redemption of the world, for the redemption of his people. For Samson, who was fighting against Philistines, we can say it was an aspect that he was working in the power of the Lord. Redemption and liberation, which God is giving us, mostly it's understood in an earthly sense. For example, that people will receive a political freedom, or that an occupation will be ended and you come out of a slavery. It's very important, this, of course, and history knows a lot about it. But these forms from the outside are not going deep enough to understand the real freedom. God is leading us step by step to know deeper and better what means redemption and liberation. Especially in those days when we are preparing for the birth of our Lord, it's important to understand it better. And also the liberation which is going with our redemption. The forgiveness of our sins are so important. And it's a great gift God gave us. And he came to humanity to liberate us from the slavery of Egypt. It's especially the sin which makes a slave out of a man and gives opportunity to the powers of evil to influence us, sometimes to a total inner occupation. We know very good that passions which are not ruled by our spirit, they can conquer human beings and can rule human beings. A lot of false gods are going at the point where the real God should be. to darken his image. How much money rules in this world, and how many forms of manipulation people have to suffer. And we see in the history that often people were looking for political power and seem that is real greatness of a human being, but it's not. But it's not only the concrete sin which wants to make slaves out of us. Also we have special forms of unfreedom. And we will just look a little bit short to one, because it's very often, it's a fear before people that is creating a great unfreedom and is creating like an aerial relationship to human beings. Very easy, we can come in dependence to other people. And then we lose, in a certain way, the innocence of how we are dealing with them. A lot of this, what we say and do, can be influenced by this fear of people. And we can add that we have often irreal fantasies, what other people are thinking from us or could think. And this kind of unfreedom can be very, very strong and darken our expression of a free person as a Christian. So how can we liberate it from this? Well, the answer is we have to see people in conspectu Dei, that means with the eyes of God. And all what is not according to this, we have to carry to our Lord and to ask for freedom. Because not seldom we have interior complexes which are hindering just to meet a person like he is. We think we are not intelligent enough. We are not in a certain standard. We have a lot of minus around us. Maybe we also have complexes of guilt or something like that. And then we cannot look really clear into the eyes of others. But the Lord wants also to liberate us from this. And we have to internalize that our worth is coming from the love of God. And this is Jesus wants to say us all day long in the Gospel. And then we learn also to see other people with the same light as a beloved child of God. And if we meet each other as children of God, then freedom will come and we can better understand ourselves and the limitations of us and the limitation of others.
The O Antiphon of today says, O root of Jesse, who dost stand for an ensign of the people, before whom kings shall keep silence, and unto whom the Gentiles shall make their supplication, come to deliver us, and tarry not.
O radix Jesse, quis tas in signum populorum, superquem continebunt reges ossum, quem gentes te precabuntur, veniat liberandum iam nolita.